from you, RCB. All right, hey, y'all.
Hey, Jace. They call you Jace.
I'm Jace. They call me Jace. Welcome to the Linux Users Group. I recognize people that I... No, I don't recognize people. But I do recognize some people. There's some people I haven't seen before. So good. That means maybe that they're newbies. Yes? No?
You're supposed to stand up if we are.
All right. Yes, stand up.
Yeah, there you go.
Stand up.
Or we're not allowed to sit down.
No, but this is our newbie session in shell scripting. So, all right, so let's...
Perfect.
Let me get... my preparation is kind of... I just read up on... I caught up on stuff. I didn't really prepare slides or anything like that. So we're going to just kind of do something on the fly. But in this process... I'll be teaching y'all how to shell script. All right, so let's start out and so that I can gauge what we need to do. Does everyone know what shell scripting is? Is there anyone, let me ask it this way, does anyone not know what shell scripting is? Y'all. That's not a leading question, that's just a lie.
Go down there.
Anyone not know what it is? Okay, that's good. All right, so good. Does anyone... All right. I need to know what I need to be teaching. What does... The newbies that have not used shell script, who have not done shell scripting, what would you like to know exactly? Do you know what it is?
Do they know how to start it?
Yeah, do you know how to start... a shell script?
Here's one that I'm going to have to write.
Okay.
In the next couple of days, all right? I've got a bunch of PHP scripts.
Okay.
Actually, that enclose MySQL. Generally, I'm running it on the web, right? Mm-hmm. But I wrote all the interface so I can run the thing on the web.
Is the wiki? Wiki?
No.
Okay, someone else.
I'll tell you all about it later.
Okay.
But anyway, so I've got all these interfaces that are basically written PHP with MySQL inside of it. And I want to schedule, I'm going to have to schedule my prime job, but I've got to put about 5 or 6 of them together. Within a script that I can call, whenever.
Right.
I mean, that's basically one of them.
So the cron will call it when you want it.
Right.
It'll do its magic and.
But that it will kick off like it's supposed to.
Right. Okay.
I guess.
All right. So what does anyone else need? Since I have a feeling that you probably know how. I don't know who you are.
I'm first time here.
Okay.
I mean, I took a class of Evo Tech with shell scripting.
Okay.
I know a lot about it, but...
So then I don't need to talk to you, then. No, but what would you like to... No,
I'm sorry. Honestly, I just found you guys on the internet, and I just came in tonight. I didn't even know you were doing shell scripting.
Okay, right, cool. So. That's cool.
I'm just here.
Basic sed and awk without causing, headaches. Or...
Sed and awk, okay.
Ooh.
Is that a possibility?
Sed and awk without causing headaches. Probably
need
JavaCode in a separate
line. Yeah, probably would be.
Especially considering the amount of regular expressions that
Yeah, they have it on books. So. But okay. Well, all right, so shell scripting is basically taking what you do on the command line and putting it into a script, into a program that you can run everything all at once. As I'm sure you all know, that's because everyone knows what shell scripting is. You know what shell scripting is?
Is it the thing that's most commonly used to have aliases?
What's that now?
Isn't there like a shell script that handles aliases? That has a whole ton of aliases.
Like when you log in?
Yeah, I think there's a login shell script that automatically runs when you log in.
Exactly. There's the dot profile, the dot bash profile, dot bash RC, and that sort of thing. Okay. Well, let's see. All right, so... Well, you've given us an excellent example. All right, so I'm going to... VI is my editor of choice, but you can use whatever you like. So just bear with me and pay no attention to the man behind the screen. Yes?
You can up the point size, if possible.
Up it more?
Make it a little bit bigger.
Okay, we'll do that.
I hate to ask that.
No. I've tried once. So trying.
Thank you.
No problem. Yeah, I want to see this on YouTube later. I'm going to look at myself.
I'm going to publish it.
All right, how's that? You want bigger than that?
You can erase it.
Yeah, I'll put the thing.
Look, it looks like three little screens.
I can't really do that for bullets before.
That's a good point.
Would you want me to go up?
I can go up one more.
That means the last two.
Yeah, if you would, actually, that'd be great.
All right.
There you go.
Okay, Matt, can you see that then?
Do it here and take off the glass.
Thank you.
Well, I can do that. All right, so let's see. All right, so let's call it, what, back up? Back up your web thing, right? I'll give it a dot.
It's running here, but that's fine.
I'll give it a dot bash extension so that you know that it's a bash shell script. Yeah.
Ooh.
You type fast.
All right. There we go. All right. So the first thing that you need in a shell script is your shebang. Now, normally, any line that starts with a sharp. Oh, this is called a shebang because it's sharp. Bang.
Shebang.
Yamana, yamana, yamana. Shaboop, shaboop, shaboop. Okay, so sharp bang or pound exclamation point tells the operating system that you want this file to be executed by this program. In our case, we're going to want it to be /bin bash. Now, the title of this is shell scripting, so you don't have to use bash. There are others out there. There's corn shell, there's born shell, the normal born shell, this is bash, born again shell. Then there's Z shell, there's T shell, C shell, ash, sash. What's that? And she sells the C shell.
No. RSH.
Right.
You shouldn't have a true C type syntax for C developers.
So, but I'm most familiar with bash. I used to be most familiar with T shell, but. All right, so anything that starts with a pound sign, except for the first line, is a comment. And from the pound sign to the end of the line is a comment. So we're going to say just something. Just to back up. PHP. Okay, so that's just a comment that would be helpful if you put it in, because you're going to look at it later and say, what the heck is this? Okay, so, all right, so...
Let me stop you right there.
Okay.
All right, you're going to do some kind of copying files and whatever, right?
Right.
Under bash. But now, let's say that I wanted to actually execute PHP.
Okay.
From a shell script, I would put PHP up there instead of the bash.
Sure.
Yes.
Okay.
Chances are you do something like executing PHP through like the PHP command line interpreter.
Yeah.
You do.
I have to schedule these jobs to run automatically. Mm-hmm.
Right.
And so,
I mean, I've run PHP through the command line.
Right.
As opposed to going through a web browser.
Right.
But you can do that too. If you do PHP through the command line.
Right. But what I'm saying though is that. If I wanted to reference my CHP inside, not actually call a PHP file, right? But actually put the PHP in the script.
In this script,
I would put PHP up to the top.
Okay.
Right?
Now what I've got here is assuming you've got a PHP program,
right? Yeah.
PHP that you want to reference here. Now, if you want it, what you want to do is you want to put that PHP embedded inside this shell script.
Right.
Right. Okay.
Yeah.
So let's do that then. So we want to interpret it through. Is it user bin PHP?
I would just make it user bin env space PHP. I don't call PHP wherever it is in the path.
Okay.
I don't think I discovered if you got your login environment or the default environment.
I was gonna say if I'm gonna assume that that's where PHP exists. It may not. And then you want to. Let's see, I'm not as familiar with PHP, so you have to forgive me. So then your scripts, your
Yeah, there's
whatever your program is from this point on, and I guess you want to do a here document. So in the file. So this is your PHP stuff that gets interpreted by PHP, and then you got the end of file, your marker, which I call end of file, but it doesn't have to be anything. So this is an example of a here document that the shell can interpret. Everything from this. All right, so here is the indicator for a here document. Has anyone heard of a here document? Come on. Anyone? All right, who has not heard of a here document? Okay, a here document is some sort of indicator that from this point forward is going to be a document of sorts, of some, you know. So in our case, we're going to say, whenever you come to the EAF, that indicates the end of this file. So this from here down, since I don't know PHP, I'm not putting anything in there. But this would be PHP script, whatever that is. And then the shell sees this, says, oh, that's the end of the here document. Here's my file to plug into PHP to execute. That make sense?
Now, if I had a file, let's say interface.php.
Okay. In that case, you would probably give it the dash F interface.php.
So any dash, what was that?
F? I'm assuming that dash F means execute this file.
Okay.
Now, PHP may do it another way. I don't use PHP, so I can't answer. But however it is, I mean, it may even just take the file name as its parameter without a dash F. I don't know. So we're going somewhere that I don't know much about.
Okay.
So I apologize.
That's fine. That's fine.
But that's just one example. It's the here document. All right, so let's say that from the command line, we decide.
So where you say EOF, you could call that anything.
Yeah, you could call it
placeholder. As long as at the bottom you end it with the same thing, it's going to basically encapsulate that information between two points.
Right.
So anything between EOF and EOF are jump and jump now.
Yeah. Right. Exactly. Now notice that I do not have a space here. That's important, because if you do have a space there, then you need to have a space, I think, down here. I don't remember. Just take it out. Don't worry about it. Just whatever it is.
Yeah.
Now otherwise, you could do what you were saying. Call that PHP file?
Interface.
All right, so now that calls your PHP program or something like that.
Okay, so you basically first deploy open that shells, and then you call PHP from the
right. Now PHP calls it.
Well, yeah, no, but I mean, inside the shell.
All right, so you
still have bin bash on top.
Yes.
Right?
So whenever you're at the command line or when you click your icon or whatever, it looks at this and says, okay, the rest of this is going to be bash, so let's run it within a bash shell. Bash looks at it and then comes to here, and bash calls PHP.
Right.
PHP says, looks at an argument and says, all right, I'm going to call this, and I'm going to interpret it.
Right.
So, does everybody follow? Am I talking fast? Because I tend to do that sometimes. Whatever.
In front of people.
Just listen slowly.
All right. So let's say you want to have some arguments to this script, and you want to have a certain format. I'm going to just get rid of this because it's beyond my knowledge. For PHP, so
I'm going to say question an example for you.
What? Hold on, 1 second. For some reason. Okay. So.
I thought about a bank account then.
All right, so now what
it depends on what you pass the parameter.
Yeah.
If you pass white, then it's the last one.
Yeah, don't pass white.
All right, so. Now, so my dual listing there. Where'd you go? You didn't go anywhere. That's fine. I understand. Okay. So there's backup.web, backup_web.bash. So all you gotta do is backup_web.bash. Run it. No, can't do that, right? And the reason you can't do that is because, first of all, your home directory, which is where I am. Let me proof that. I'm currently in home Schmidt.
I like it.
So I'm currently in this directory. These are the files that are in this directory. And I bet you that the path does not have this in. Well, let's find out. So, yeah, okay. So this is the path. This is the. Everyone know what a path is? Anyone not know what a path is? Let me ask it that way. Anyone not know what path is? Everybody knows what path is. How done? So you see that Schmidt home Schmidt is not here. So it's not going to execute it. That's one problem. That's the one reason. The second thing is that if you do a long listing of the file back and away, you will see.
Do I need to explain this?
Y'all know the permissions? Who does not? You don't know?
I do know.
You do know. Okay. Can I explain it?
Well, I know it to an extent. R means readable, I think.
Right.
And W means writable. And that last one is supposed to be executable, and that's the reason that the script's not working.
Bingo.
So we need to change it.
I'm going to mod it with a plus X of that. Okay. Now you do a listing, and it's green. But that's just because of this shell. So now I can in this directory, run backup.web.bash. And there we go.
Can you explain the mod with the plus X?
Sure, be glad to. And anyone interrupt me anytime. And I think we're going to go more than 30 minutes. I mean, I'm going to stop in about 5 minutes so that we can. So I don't run over. All right, so. You want to chmod is to change the mode of the file. These are the mode bits. I added the executable bit so that it becomes executable. Unix is different from the other operating system in that it's not determined by the file type whether it's executable or not. It's just determined by this bit whether it can be executed. So any file can be executable. Not a good idea for all files, especially if it's just a text file and you try to execute it. It just goes, you know, or something. All right, so now we've got execution rights for...
execution rights.
For the user, the group, and all. All right, so now you see that I, in order to execute, I had from my current directory, which is what the dot is, and the slash, this file. It executed and it gave me that. Now, why did it give me that? All right, do I need to go into that?
Sure.
If I don't know to need to go into it, we can do something else. This is a newbie session, so please, if you don't understand.
You haven't said the echo, right?
All right, so why did it do that?
Now, I take away arguments to the script.
Yes.
So you see I've got $2, $1, $0.
Oh, it's hidden. That's kind of...
I want number 2 right this way.
This doesn't... All
right, so I gave it the arguments A, B, and C. It did B, A, and then the program. So 0 is always going to be the program that's executing. Then any arguments after that go 1, 2, 3, 4.
Yep.
Until you get to 9. And after 9, you're going to have to use Bash's curly braces around, and I'll do that so
we can see what I'm talking about.
Unless you don't want me to.
Yeah, I'd like to see that.
You'd like to see it. All right. So let me rerun it. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. Just for good measure. All right. So. Used to QWERTY, so y'all bear with me. I'm a Dvorak guy. 5, 4.
I use 3.
What's that? I really am typing it. What did you say?
Oh, this is sweet tea. Sweet tea. It's making my head.
Eric always has to give me a hard time for some reason. It's love.
His best Elliot Spitzer.
Okay. So now. Getting a little confused. Alright, so. Well, it did it after all. Well, never mind. It's not supposed to do it that way. But what you're supposed to do... If, yeah, you got it.
You only get 9 dash out of 1 4.
What's that?
Is that a 32-bit or a 64-bit bill?
Of what?
Bash.
What do you want me to do? I'm sorry.
You name dash out.
I-686. So it's 32-bit bill.
There were some changes.
Well, anyway, what I was going at was, I think they must have changed this, but it used to be, there was confusion whether this is $1 with a 0 after it, or if this is $10. So what you need to do in Bash is put braces around the name of your variable. Oh, and then that's the thing. Okay, that's where I should go with this. So this is the argument variables, I guess you should say. So other variables, you can just make your own. And then you just put something in it.
Is there a shift as like there is in DOS?
A shift there is, yes. Okay. There is. If I wanted to, I could just go 8 and I'll sign my own. Let's get something strong. Okay. Am I losing anyone yet?
Long time ago.
All right, so.
Who said that? Long time ago. So you're really lost.
Oh yeah.
Okay.
Well, then ask me the question that you want that you don't understand.
Well, I mean, I'm not familiar enough with scripting. Do you understand? Like, I mean, you know, Bash and then.
Okay. That's expected. What?
Have you got any examples of some scripts on there? Or? Some simple things, probably out of an .ID or something.
We can do
do that?
Those are kind of complicated. But
all right. So have you done any programming at all?
Only for a degree, and I got in and out of it as quick as I possibly could.
Okay, but you got but you got a degree from it, right?
I got an A.
But you said you've done it to a degree, so
yeah.
All right. So
someone.
Then let me know what's confusing.
Well, I mean, for me, most everything, because I don't get my head wrapped around programming well at all. It takes me a really long time to get mentally to the point of knowing, you know, what you're putting in and out of this.
But no, this is a newbie session, so I'm sure you're not the only one that has this question. So,
well, you gotta,
I'm here for you, man.
I got here a little late too, so
that's all right.
Cover something.
That's all right.
I didn't yet. But.
All right. So, at the very beginning,
I didn't miss much, Kevin.
Oh, okay.
At the very beginning, this is a file I'm editing, and this I just put the output of. So, whenever it starts out, it's going to be running Bash, which is the ship, Born Again Shell,
right?
Named after
Born
Shell, which was named after Mr. Bourne, Jason Bourne, who killed April Fool's. No, different Bourne.
It has its own identity.
In Unix, in most scripting languages, is it time?
No.
Okay. You just get bored, aren't you? Alright. In most scripting languages, the pound sign means a comment, so that's why I got this second line here. So it's from the pound sign to the end of the line, that's a comment, so it's ignored. Except for when it's the first line, and it's a pound and an exclamation point. That means to the operating system, I'm going to run this file with this program. Okay, so this program is going to be run by Bash. Does that make sense?
The exclamation is where?
You
said pound. Pound exclamation point.
Right.
Where's
your
laser pointer?
Pound exclamation point. That indicates to the operating system that this will execute this.
Okay.
So this is Bash is going to be running this script. Okay. Now this is a pound, so that means this is a comment from there on to the end of the line. You know what echo is, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Tell me what I'm putting out.
Yes?
What type of program is that, though?
What type of program is what?
Echo. In kernel.
It's a built-in. But
built-in. There's two different types you'll have. You'll have one set of built-in and one set of built-in. Built-ins, you do not have to specify the actual path for. The ones that are not built-in, you will have to specify the full path for it. So if you've got a file in user local bin. Unless it's in your path.
And then which echo could be.
And if you're running the script blindly through the line, it's safer to set up that absolute path instead of loading an environment.
Right. Actually, can you tell us how to get to the built-in variables in your shell?
Sure.
Well, now we've gone really far.
Well, no, I mean, if you're writing a script, the one thing you want to be aware of is the shell is there to help you. So
yeah.
If you're curious as to, you don't even have to go that far.
That's painful right there. That's the painful way.
All right.
That's like 80 plus pages of documents.
And that's not painful. It's right there.
On a screen at home, as opposed to looking at it up there, you can see all of those variables that are, or all those built-in commands are available to you. So if you're scripting, all of those items there, you don't have to put a path to. You just simply use it. And if you have a question about it, there's various documentation that can explain what the various things are. Some of them are pretty straightforward. FC, you can figure out, WC is like the word count, so you can figure out how many words are in a file, how many characters are in a file.
Okay, so now in Bash, the variables, you know what a variable is, right?
Yeah.
Okay, variables start with a dollar sign.
Okay.
In Bash, and Born Shell, Corn Shell, T Shell, just I think all shells.
Okay. No one's disagreeing.
Now in Bash, the we were here before you walked in. In Bash, whenever you call a program, it automatically assigns these numeric variables. Zero is the name of the program that's running. So in our case, it's not there anymore.
Back.
Yeah, but it's the name. So this will print what you've got there now. And right here, you see I'm assigning to the variable that I called my own, and I assigned something in it. Now, in Bash and Bourne Shell, you need to not have spaces around it. This is not C. Otherwise, it's assuming you want the my own program. Everything that's in a shell script, you can do on the command line, line by line. In fact, I usually test my shell scripts by cutting and pasting this into my command line and seeing where it is. Now, you got to finagle some of the variables, because you're not going to have the same 1 through 10 or whatever, and your script may be changing your variables and that sort of thing.
Why don't you have to have a dollar sign in front of my own when you define this?
When you define it, you do not need it. And you should not do it, in fact. But whenever you use it, you need it, because it's referencing my own. This is where you're both defining and putting a value to it.
What's I thought I understood what echo was. Tell me what echo means in echo.
Echo means put to the screen.
Right. Okay.
What I want here.
Why are you saying echo and then all those variables?
Just to show stuff.
But when he runs the program, he's actually going to put variables after it, and those are what are going to be referenced by this echo statement. So the first...
You see those numbers after the word?
Okay, so that's basically what he's saying. The program is echo those numbers. Yeah.
Well, okay, now, this is what it is. Right, number one is the first argument, so it's, you know, two, the second, and so forth.
Right.
If he says echo $8, then that's going to be corresponds to this.
So I put the
eight.
You didn't blow it up.
Wow. It signifies that it's a bash script.
It's a bash script.
That's just for me.
You've defined you that script. You named it, and you give it a dot bash. You're saying execute that script.
It's not needed. That was just for my purposes.
So that I know that there's a bash script too.
If I take it off, The operating system is going to look for the shebang at the beginning, the pound exclamation point called shebang, sharp bang.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
It's going to look for the sharp. All right, so if I got, what time is it?
7:07.
7:07. 8:08? Should we continue this later, or is everyone comfortable with shell scripting now?
You want to continue?
All right, we should continue later.
Let me ask, does anybody want to start in shell scripting of various sorts? There are a lot of good resources out there. And this is not Bash, but the one that I did, I was the king of the dummies books. Unix Programming for Dummies. It's a C shell, okay? But it teaches you a lot of good methods, and a lot of some of the stuff is what he's talking about here. It's a very good book. That's one resource. There's tons of resources.
Documentation project, tldp.org. There are two guides there. One is a beginning bash shell scripting, which somebody received last week. And the other one is the advanced bash shell scripting guide, both of which are very good. And both of them are open source maintained, so you can get to all the examples.
Okay, would anyone want to continue this next week, next month?
Yeah, sure.
Yes?
Yeah.
Sure.
Thank you for listening to Hack Republic Radio. HPR is sponsored by Caro.net, so head on over to caro.net for all your hosting needs.